Pilot ALW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Crop Northam Community Center, 106 Gallagher Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to connect the net yourself. You can find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in? Come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta. And it looks like I'm the only one in the queue, Bob.
Okay, very good, Kevin. How are things down your way today? Imagine you had a nice warm day.
Well, good evening, Bob, and hello to everyone up in the North Country. KD2FAM out here in Oneonta, like I said, Oneonta, New York, and yeah, I'm just trying to recuperate after a very, very long day. I didn't really get to enjoy much of the nice temperatures today. I think we saw a high probably in the mid-50s. I really didn't get a chance to see it, though, but because I was at my fire department today, we actually had a American Heart Association training on first aid, CPR and AED, and it was an 8-hour course, and you do get your certification for this, and I'll tell you what, those guys that are out there working volunteer, as well as the paid ones too, you know, EMS, firefighters that have taken, you know, all these different courses. Every time I take another course in something that is required for you to maintain your status in a department, you know, it teaches me more and more discipline. And I tell you, these guys that have been doing it for, you know, 15, 20 plus years, I have to say, I hope they're listening on their scanners. I do sincerely tip my hat to you people that have been doing this all these years. Those life-saving skills are just absolutely amazing when you really, you know, start to understand. And I'm only, you know, like I say, what I took today is not BLS, which is basic life support, or ALS, advanced life support. This is just, you know, first aid, first level. So it's an amazing discipline, and wow, I'm worn out just from the whole day, and I was just like, wow, so. All right, I won't hold the repeater down because I know there's others that would like to check in. And then my apologies last night. I was having some problems with my EchoLink staying connected, so I wasn't able to stay totally into the net with everyone. So I've got 43 degrees right now in Oneonta, and with that, I will say 7-3 and hand it back to net control. This is KD2FPM.
All right, Kevin, KD2FPM at 5AOW. Yeah, with the training. I'll tell you what, we went through that. Of course, I don't do it anymore because of after the surgery and all that. But, yeah, I know what you mean. It's all, I think, part of the essentials anymore. And like you were saying earlier, you know, the people with the training and the life-saving you have level 2, 3, and 4, and people that get out there and just, you know, put themselves on the line with it. And the training process just seems to get greater and greater every year, and I think there's more demand to it and more required. And justifiably so, these guys put the time in, and ladies, to make everything happen and work. Okay, oh, one thing I was going to say to you last night, too. You were talking about, I guess it was your antenna, one of your antennas for 11 meters. They also make, Paradynamics makes a little 11-meter tuner. It's a PTC-5. I think I've probably got one around here somewhere. But I'll tell you what, they do a phenomenal job of matching antennas for 11 meters. And I would imagine you probably could use it on QRP 10 meters also. I don't know what capability it would handle as far as wattage, but certainly more than adequate for the 11-meter band. Okay, with that, you have a fine evening. We had a good day here today, too. 7-3. And have a great day tomorrow. This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
AD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U.
AD2DXF, good evening, Bob.
Okay, folks, I'm writing a little slow tonight, hands cramping up. All right, we've got Matt down the bottom, KD2EXF, WA2U, KD2AIT. We got John and Jeff there, and George, N2BFM. We'll start with you, George. How are you doing?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everybody on the net. Got a temperature of 36 degrees, temperature range today was 25 to 52. And I got just the gas heater going now. I don't need to overheat the place with that coal and wood stove. So I cut up some more wood today. Gathering the sawdust up too. Going to use that with my paper mashers and all, and start making some homemade logs again. To make a good number of them right now, in fact, that will, helps cut down on your fuel bill for the winter. And we got especially that ministry I had where I was bringing communion, that a certain party came in there, was very offended, extremely objects to it so much, and was so ugly and made such a stink about it that now I'm not going to be bringing communion up the Valley View anymore as a result. And boy, it let out some awful ugliness in other people and everything. I don't know, it's just something about me where my presence just seems to expose people completely naked for what they really are sooner or later, and it doesn't seem to have ever failed in life, and I really don't think it ever will. Well, enough of that, and just hope that things stay a little on the level. I want to wish a happy Easter to, and a holy and blessed Easter to everyone out there. And especially to you, Kevin James. I'm glad you got that other thing. And with FFBLS and ALS and all that, don't forget, we baby boomers are getting old now. Most of us are retiring and that. And that's such a large generation that we're going to be consuming a heck of a lot more medical services and that than our parents did, that's for sure. So with that, we'll say God bless, and 73 is at 2 p. Sorry. One other thing, as Kevin James too, about these antennas, I saw QST had a good one this once about using a satellite, a disguised antenna with a satellite dish, regular one. You just cut a piece in it, 24 inches long, and then 7.5 inches long parallel each way, and hook, find the exact feed point, which would be, I said, I think 1.5 to 4 inches up from where that bent thing is, and you're essentially making yourself a disguised bent dipole for 2 meters. It would be interesting for anyone that has to live in a development where they can't have external antennas, but they have a satellite dish, you'd never know the difference. With that, God bless, 73, then 2, PFM clear.
Roger on that, George. Yeah, and also, you can do the small wire dipole for 2 meters, and they work out real well, too. I've made a couple of them, and they're very portable. You can hang them in a tree and broadcast from the woods or wherever you want it with a battery. Okay, with that, you have a good evening, and we'll move along to Jeff, KD2AIT. Jeff, I hope your day was good.
Hi, good evening, it's KD2AIT, yeah. Good day. There's a lot of running around with the speculator, on the drive, and a couple other places. We went to camp, got my new inverter installed, so, you know, we finally got that system running up there, the 24-volt system. So I got a new 24-volt inverter, 1500 watts, pure sine, and I got it all hooked up, put the switch, and it came on, and it was happy, and ran a couple of things up there to make sure it could handle it, and handle it like a champ. And then we headed out from there. We went up to North Lake, South Lake, and back down Mount Far Road there, and went up, we passed quite a few lakes. So Hinkley Reservoir we went by. I got a little interference here, where that came from. Just a bunch of running around, and went up there and speculated. We had lunch and came back. So I'm just kind of winding down. In fact, after I'm done here, I'm going to go head off to bed. Just kind of wiped out. It's been a long day, and we got got the families tomorrow, so that's always a long day, too. So anyway, that's about it. KD2AIT, back to that control.
All right, Jeff. Well, sounds like you had a good all-around trip. Covered a lot of territory in the boot. So that's always nice, especially on a nice day like today. You can get out and enjoy it, enjoy the sun, enjoy the warm temperatures. Okay, well, you have a great evening, get some sleep, and feel good to make a good day, have a good day tomorrow. Getting tongue twisted here for a minute. All right, and we'll move along to John, WA2U. John, how are things down in Hinkley?
Very good, WA2U. Well, good evening to the listening group, everyone on frequency this evening. Jeff, I don't know if you waved when you went by or not, but you were certainly in the neighborhood. Had a nice day, and looking forward to the evening. Plenty of ice in the refrigerator. The beverage refrigerator is all set to go with Glenn Fetich and other goodies out there, New Amsterdam and some other things. Kathy's going to be the DJ tonight. She picked out about 7 or 8 CDs, so that should keep us busy. And light up some candles and enjoy that. So we're looking forward to that. Had some company today. Did our workout in the gym. And yeah, my thoughts to all those people that are out there providing medical help or just involved with some sort of law enforcement. Today I heard an interesting one on the scanner, and you usually don't hear it. The DEC were talking, and the guy says, well, make note. Okay. We're in an area. I'm in an area now. There is no cell, where I'm going, there's no cell coverage or radio coverage. I was chatting with a friend of mine. So because you hike off into the woods, it's not as if you can pick up the your microphone and say, well, I need some backup here or whatever. You go out there and you're on your own. So hope it all went well with that. Yeah, and all the various courses. I know last night we were talking about CPR. I remember doing that every year, and I've had advanced life saving and Red Cross stuff and advanced first aid and up with every year, I guess, and I haven't, but quite a challenge. I had to advance the life-saving for water, which is another hole, which is, you survive that and you're all good. They're taking some of that at the Trent Falls, and probably this training they put you through now, they might decide to do that in the pool rather than open lake. I remember one time spending 4 hours in the water without even getting out of the water. But that's all history. About, 29, 30 degrees here at the Northeast and the Hinkley Reservoir. Nice and warm in here, and I think what else is going on. Tomorrow's Easter, and a lot of people on the road, so people want to be careful. So I'll turn it back over to you, Bobby. A little bit of crunchiness in the beginning there, but it seems to have dissipated, so we'll turn it back over to you, and we'll listen here. Maybe we'll have some more comments. So, WA2, back to net.
Okay, very good job. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I don't know if it's totally on mine, or I know it seems like it comes and goes on the signal a bit too with incoming. So, yeah, with your life saving and all of that, I know they have recertification from time to time with it, and there's quite a bit involved, and you gotta put a good amount of hours in just to keep everything up to where it needs to be. Okay, John. Well, thank you for checking in. You stay warm down there, and enjoy the day tomorrow. It's supposed to be quite nice with, I would say, a decent amount of sunshine from this N5AOW, that control for the Black River Valley service set. Take check-ins anywhere from any place.
KC2YXN, good evening.
KC2YXN. I'm still writing here. Alright, Kathy. You know what I did? I forgot Matt, and he's been patiently waiting. So let me grab him first, and then we'll get right back to you. KD2DXN. Matt, how are things down your way?
KD2DXN. Wishing things were a little bit warmer than what they are. All I can say is I'm ready for summer. got done with work a little bit ago, and then I got to go back into work in a little bit. So, gives me enough time to get some sleep in between and go from there. Don't really have much more to add than that. And I hope everybody is having a good night and staying safe. With that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KD2DXN.
All right, Matt, very good. Glad you checked in, as always, and hope you had a great day, and it's supposed to be a good day tomorrow. Okay, we'll move on to Kathy, see how things are down by your area of the woods there. Of course, I already got a clue on that, but I'll let you put your version in there. KC2YX.
KC2YXN. I just wanted to pop in here quick and say hello to everybody, and thank you, Bob, for doing the net this evening. Having a late dinner, got my beans and rice and broccoli, and that's about it. We had a lovely day today. Gosh, very, very nice, but it's really cool now, I hope everybody has a good holiday and a good weekend. So I'll send it back to you, Bob, KC2YXN.
Okay, very good, Kathy. Yeah, when I went, I got a chuckle here when you came back on. I was coming out with your call, and by the time I got to the end, it didn't come out, so I lost my breath or whatever. Yeah, and thank you for doing it on Friday. You do a great job. And, I'll tell you what, it was a super day today, and we're long overdue for some super days, and I think we have a mate to it tomorrow, so maybe we'll all enjoy that. And for all those that checked 5 ALW, looking for additional check-in. Well, my day was a long drive today. I started out in the morning and went down and picked up an engine in Massachusetts to get everything squared away down there. And headed back home. I got home probably about 3:20, somewhere in that area. It was a long day, but people moved along on the road. Traffic moved nicely, no problems anywhere, and not much for congestion at all, given a holiday weekend the way it is. But what a great day. It started out a little on a gloomy side, but it picked up relatively quick. It didn't warm up as quick as I thought it was going to, but it did eventually and turned into a really nice day. Other than that, I didn't have a whole lot going on. Other than when I got back home, I sat relaxed and got myself on well. So with that, we'll make a final call. This is M5ALW, looking for additional check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Return to frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kathy, Matt, John, Jeff, and George, and also Kevin down in Oneonta for checking in this evening. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a fine family Easter and enjoy it. And may the Easter Bunny leave the number in. N5ALW clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you very much for the use of Echolink on this repeater. It's very, very, very much so appreciated. And I would like to say 7-3 to all those that are listening, and wish everyone a happy Easter. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, KD2FPM will be clear.
On 655 Boulevard there. Looking for stations for a budget check-in, with or without traffic. With or without traffic, and of course all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please. This is Action. This is Action. KD2DXF for us. I'm making one final call on the Boulevard repeater. Any stations for now, please? No, take further ahead. KD2DXF, please.